This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Been introduced to David Shack. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to have you in. Happy release day.
Oh, thank you very much. Release day is today.
We're very honoured to have you in on your release day. Thanks for fitting us in.
It's always always a privilege to get you guys in here and have those moments as well. We like having people in here because we're always alone as well. It's just me and Tari a lot of the time, so she can't put up with me.
Well, I mean, we're just in the area, so we can come and hang out whenever you want.
Oh, beautiful.
So. Awesome.
We'll bring cake and some...
Oh, okay, now you come back anytime you want.
So tomorrow?
Yeah, okay.
So how have you been? How's COVID life been treating you, I guess?
It's been not too bad. Not very many gigs.
Yeah.
So it's all just been playing at home. I haven't been doing much of the streaming. I know Lee's done a bit of the streaming. Hi, Lee, by the way.
Hello, Lee.
You have been doing some of the streaming?
I've been doing some streaming. I've been doing gigs as well. But
how do you like that?
Well, it's not too bad, you know. It's kind of interesting, but you do miss the interaction of a live audience.
The live audience creates an atmosphere.
We miss you guys. In the live, you know, it's not just you missing the audience. We miss going to... you know, gigs and watching you guys live. It's
How about we start these gigs again? Because it sounds like everyone's missing each other.
Yeah. What a great idea.
Yeah,
Anastasia. She's just got to, you know, get us clear. Come on.
Come on.
We don't want to talk about it too much because she might come and get us. You never know.
No, she is doing a good job. Now, you have a new song out brand new. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so the song's called Honeypot. It's the second single off an upcoming album, which I've got in the plans. We actually just listened to the vinyl pressing last night, which was exciting. It's a song I wrote a couple of years ago now, probably 2017.
This always happens. When we have people in here, they go, you know what, I wrote this song 7 years ago and now it's just coming out now.
And now it baffles me.
I can't remember what happened yesterday, let alone what happened a couple of years ago.
You know, they're kind of your babies. You write them and they're like, okay, so you stay over there for a while.
You need to grow up.
Okay,
yep, I get it.
But luckily it's still relevant. It was originally kind of written about Trump. It was actually really early into his presidency.
Oh, wow.
Before he'd done a lot of the worst stuff. He was hit already done bad stuff, but it was done a lot of the worst stuff. but it's only just recently come out today. It's got a cool music video directed by a friend of mine, Genevieve Cortez.
Beautiful.
Which features a quote-unquote Trump in the video, so if you get a chance to have a listen.
Okay.
I'm very intrigued watching this video.
maybe don't watch it around breakfast time when you're about to eat your honey toast. But,
beautiful. Thank you for that.
Best advice you'll get all day.
Now, what inspired you to write a song about such a...
What's the right word? There's a lot of words you can use.
An odd topic.
What's the time? It's only dry, right? So we can't use that language.
No, definitely not.
It's kind of funny. I didn't actually go out of my way to write a political song, and I never thought I'd be a political songwriter. Yeah. You know, you kind of start to get into your genre. And originally I thought I'd be a blues artist, but I ended up, like my first song I wrote was a country song, which was actually really interesting.
Did you think you were going to write a country song?
No, I didn't. But I think that, because there's a lot of truth in country songs and because there's a lot of, humanity in country songs, I think that's where that came from. But I definitely never thought I'd be a political songwriter. But, you know, I just had this thought and it ended up landing its way into a song. And I was actually pretty happy once where it kind of hit.
This song, and it's the first time it's ever been played on radio.
We like
so
it.
You're hearing it first, 98.9 FM. Take it away, guys.
Thank you. One, two.
Sell the world from a golden penthouse while your forked tongue tastes a silver spoon. You're born into a name, but are you living 65 floors high buried in your tomb? Put your hands stuck in the honey pot full of power and gold, staring at the world. Man, eyes. Got your hands stuck in the honey pot. sand while the palms are green. You say you speak for every man, but who's listening when you can drop a dime and buy a beauty queen? Got your hands stuck in the honey pot full of power and gold, staring at the world through your rich man eyes. Got your hands stuck in the honey pot, set in your ways, 'cause you're still chasing the money and not the soul. Power and gold, sneering at the world through your rich man eyes. You got your hands stuck in the honey pot, set in your ways, 'cause you're still chasing the money, not the soul. Got your hands stuck in the honey pot. Got your hands stuck in the honey pot. Still chasing the money, not the soul.
Woo! How good!
Thank you.
Hand stuck in the honey pot. Wow. It's it does resonate when you talk about when he explained to us before about Donald Trump.
It does make sense. Matter.
It does make sense.
It's kind of funny, like, you know, I originally wrote it about Trump, but it makes sense to so many other
analogies like, in life. Yeah, you're right.
White guys in power.
Yeah, you're so right. It does, and it is. You know, it's really odd that, you know, we see, and I'm talking about we, the people in this room right now, and a lot of other people see. What we see and what you just wrote there, we see things in so different ways. When, you know, over there, they don't see it the way we do, you know. And it baffles me sometimes. And it's enjoyable to, you know, be able to sit here and listen to you guys make a song like that, because you're speaking the truth. And
cheers, man. And
I don't think sometimes, you know, people over there don't think. That they probably wouldn't think you are speaking the truth, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's crazy to think we live in two different worlds.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, Lee spent a couple of years in Nashville, so he spent some time in the belly of the beast. So,
how was that?
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah. I could imagine. I could imagine.
How long have you got?
Yeah, we don't.
We will be
not
back.
Not long enough.
We'll be back after this, and we'll have a bit more of a chat, both about song and maybe your experiences over it in the US.
Life I lead. We got nothing, 'cause I've been loving that gambling side of me. Well, I keep playing and she keeps saying that she's gonna leave. But when I win, she'll be cashing in on that gambling side of me. Oh boys, oh boys, lay down. Star-crossed love, Daddy had done left me.
back on that gambling side of me. Oh boys, oh boys, lay down your money and play. Place your bets with no regrets. Yeah, we'll save them for another day. Oh boys, oh boys, lay down your money and play.
Preston Campbell here, Deadly Choices Ambassador. If you've got a fever, cough, sore throat or any other flu-like symptoms, you should be tested for COVID-19. Getting tested is easy. And if you're a mob living in southeast Queensland, you can get tested at one of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander testing clinics that we've set up. But make sure you call first to let us know that you're coming. To find details of your nearest respiratory testing clinic, visit deadlychoices.com.au/COVID-19. Station sponsor.
Nine FM. That was Volcano by our good friends O'Harlo.
Oh, they are our good friends.
They are now. Well, we've adopted them.
Whether they like it or not.
We've decided.
O'Harlo tomorrow.
Oh, well, look at that. There see, our new friends,
Sunny
our
Coast
other friends.
Girls.
Yeah.
It's so weird that their name is from just a little park down around the corner from them.
Oh, really?
That's where they, yeah, there's a park just called Harlow, and they just put O in front of it. That's what they told us. And that's their lying, girls. And if you're listening, don't ever lie to us again, okay?
I don't think they were lying. Anyways, so you guys were saying that, Lee, you lived over in Nashville for a while.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
It was a wonderful...
You didn't give me a lot of faith.
Well, no, it was a wonderful learning experience, and I'd thoroughly recommend it to any musician or any fan of music to go and live there, because it is particularly Western music, you know. It's sort of, well, I mean, it's a melting pot of everything. It's country, it's blues, it's rock, it's jazz, it's, oh, God.
Like, I spent 2 weeks there and it was a lesson, you know.
There's anything you want, you can find it there, you know. I still remember this one day I was driving down a road and I could see like this smoke billowing out of this chimney, you know. I'm going, what the hell's that? And I pulled up beside it, and it was this jerk chicken joint, Jamaican jerk chicken joint.
Yeah, man.
And in but you go in there, and they have like a steel drum band, the whole Jamaican thing. So right in the middle of Nashville, you know, in the middle of America, it's right there. So any music you want, you can find there. And I used to love just going out, sitting in the bar, stealing licks off the guitar players, you know.
That was
my favourite thing to do.
Yeah, there was one night we were at Robert's Western World, and like one table across from me was Jason Isbell and Amanda Shires.
Oh, wow.
And I was just going like, that's Jason Isbell, that's my favourite song. You guys just be cool. This happens in Nashville all the time.
Breathe, chill out, mate. Breathe.
That's like Tari. Like Tari, you obviously wanted to go. That's where your place where you really want to go. See, you have to go there.
Oh, yeah, you have to go there.
I'm just waiting till you know I can actually get into places.
Yeah, it's very true. Yeah. It's very true. I'm not as big as, you know, going to Nashville. I've been to Texas. I've been all around there, and I loved it. I thought it was amazing as well. But not as, you know, not experiences like that. Like that's a cool experience. Seeing an artist that you're like, oh, my gosh. For me, that's, you know, that's going to a football game and seeing, you know, my favourite rugby league player sitting there, I'll be like, oh, my gosh, he's just sitting right there, you know, at a bar. And, you know, those moments you can't get, you know, you're speaking about that now, and that's happened, and one day it's going to happen to you, Tari.
One of the coolest things about Nashville.